This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, there he is. The legend. Ted Nugent, who is back with us here on a Monday afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, Uncle Ted?
I'm doing so good. Happy springtime to you, Mark, and all across America. Not just literally springtime, but figuratively springtime to everyone.
I think it's a little unfair for me to start the week with Ted Nugent as my first guest, because how does that portend for the rest of the week? How can we outdo this segment, Uncle Ted, this afternoon?
Well, if nothing else, think of me as the jumping off point for the new level of intensity, truth, logic, common sense. Not to mention I had a bumper crop of middle fingers this year, so you can use them at your will, Mark.
We're going to do it for sure, and I want to talk about some fun stuff musically. The 50th anniversary of Stranglehold, I know you're doing some shows. We're going to talk about that. You got the Nugent Vault. We'll get to all of that. But let me ask this question here, because as you might remember, your friend Mark here in St. Louis kind of wavered a couple years ago on President Trump. And guess who was right on all of this to admit it here this afternoon? Because how has this been here the last couple of months for Ted Nugent? Unbelievable what's been achieved by this White House so far.
Well, number one, you know I'm an extremist, a radical extremist, because I dare to experiment in self-government, which drives me and inspires me to pay attention to the people who work for me, as in the U.S. government, both local, municipal, statewide, and nationwide. And so I've been paying attention for a long time, and I see that the status quo, the entrenched military-industrial congressional complex is the enemy of freedom. Are you still with me, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
When I saw
the guy
come down the escalator, that escalator was like a stair step of middle fingers. And I knew that an outsider who had been successful, and I've been paying attention to the guy. I never watched the TV show he did, but I could tell that his agenda was the same as the Nugent family. And it's so radical that we actually earn our own way, live within our means, and save for a rainy day, put our heart and soul into being in the asset column, taking risks and making sacrifices. And I just knew that everything he represented was a huge sucker punch upside the head of all things status quo, which I knew was long overdue. So, yeah, being right all the time is a burden that
it's hard.
Have to carry every day, Mark.
I usually do carry it, but that's why I had to admit to you in this moment that I was wrong. But, one of the criticisms I had from that first administration is because it was promised to us that he would hire the best and brightest. And I think even President Trump would admit that there were some picks there that he would have liked a do-over on. But this time around, everyone who is in place is focused. They're really dialed in on achieving things. I heard there was a little bit of a cabinet meeting blow up on Friday, but you know what, Ted? I think that's a good thing. Let's hash it out, right?
Well, again, everybody in the Trump administration right now would qualify to be in the Ted Nugent band if they played really killer, emotional, powerful, defiant soul music. But what I saw in the first administration in the 2017 kickoff, Mark, I agree with you, but he, nor you, nor I, nor anyone could have possibly imagined the level of criminal corruption that ran amok. I mean, he actually listened to Dr. Fauci. Now, that could be a huge incriminating point, except that he figured that if a person had ascended to that point of position regarding health in America, that certainly he must have some credentials. But he didn't, and it blindsided the president. But boy, I was with him at Mar-a-Lago here recently, and boy, is he focused. Let's put it this way. If it was deer season and Donald Trump had a bow and arrow, we'd be eating venison, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Now, do you know, have you developed a relationship with Elon, or what do you think about all that?
Yeah, I think it's great. Again, every time he opens that mouth of his, it represents the truth, logic, common sense that guides your and my life. And again, the whole Department of Government Efficiency.
Yeah, yeah.
My God, that's how I've conducted everything in my life since graduating from high school, even though graduating from an American high school proved and guaranteed that I was completely illiterate on the way the world works. But again, I improvise, adapt, and overcome, and I realize that the band, if we're going to make $50 a night, we can't spend $50 a night because we got to get to the next gig. Real simple, pragmatic, utilitarian decisions and choices like that. And everything that he represents now is a concrete lesson learned from the corruption he found in the first administration. I mean, look at Mark Milley. Look at Lloyd Austin. I mean, if those guys are military leaders, then I'm Caitlyn Jenner's boy toy.
Well, I agree with that.
I mean, those guys
yeah.
are absolute treasonous punks that destroyed the U.S. powerful military. So we are on a true North Compass setting, Mark. I'm celebratory. You may hear it in my tone.
I do hear it in your tone. I think a lot of people are celebratory right now. By the way, on the spending stuff, I just covered some of this in my monologue. This is DC math. So here's the headline in the Washington Post. GOP spending bill would lead to $1 billion in DC cuts, city officials say. You know this, Ted. This is how this works. All they want to do is revert it back to the 2024 spending. That's all. That's $1 billion more for 2025. $1 billion more. And all of a sudden, it's a cut because they want to go back to 2024. This is how government works. It is not how your household works. It's not how my household works. And for the households that work that way, well, they've declared bankruptcy.
Fedzilla is a gluttonous pig. What Elon Musk is discovering with his Doge team is, I think I mentioned this in numerous conversations we've had over the years, Mark, and that is if Uncle Sam was in charge of my tour, I'd have 26 bass players, 14 drummers, 30 trucks, and an A-10 Warthog as a security guard. They would spend more money than they could possibly ever account for. So we are on the right track. But I made quite a boisterous remark recently. Have you noticed I do that? Where I said,
sometimes.
If you're saving trillions of our wasted, immorally spent tax dollars, give them back to us. Reduce the budget based on the savings and the cuts you're making, but let those of us that have busted our ass and been raped and pillaged by the IRS, let us benefit from these misspent tax dollars, because people really struggle to pay their taxes. I mean, I hang out with hardworking Americans every day, and people have been very angry for a long time, and now we are. It's irrefutable that the government has misspent our tax dollars in not just wasteful ways, but vulgar, immoral, nasty ways, and we want our damn money back.
Absolutely, and it's amazing to me, and this is one of those uncovered stories by the media. It certainly was all last year. Everyone's taxes go up if they don't settle this and keep the Trump tax cuts, you know, at least firm. So even before you get to the rest of the savings, you got to, you know, renew those tax cuts. But the Democrats act like that's just a gift to the wealthy when everyone is affected, every working class person.
Well, here's an alert to everybody. Of course, you already know this because you represent the truth, logic, and common sense that the Nugent family functions by, and all good people in the asset column. In the asset column, because of their work ethic, their capability of choosing good over evil, right over wrong, what the government has done has so bamboozled people that everything out of the government's mouth, the media's mouth, the legacy media, up until now, everything they claim is 180 degrees opposite of the truth. So when they say that only billionaires are going to benefit from the tax breaks, just think just the opposite. Working hard, playing hard, America is going to benefit. Think of it. Social Security, no tax. Tips, no tax. Overtime, no tax. Those aren't billionaires. Those are working hard, playing hard American families.
Thank you, Ted Nugent. You're absolutely right about that. Let's talk a little music here, and we're going to segue into some things really cool, the 50th anniversary of Stranglehold. But let me just start with this related to politics. Some of us think maybe the Kennedy Center honors should feature Ted Nugent, and I believe that the president's taking that over. What do you think about that?
Boy, I'd make those white guys dance, wouldn't I?
Yes,
I mean,
you would.
Those old stiff white shirts, they'd have to dance to my music. No, Mark, we've talked about it. I'm 76 years old, and I am drunk on my music. I don't need drugs or alcohol or any of that crap. Just my guitar tone intoxicates me. And with my bandmates, I've always been surrounded by the greatest, dedicated, hard-working, soulful, virtuoso musicians in the world. And right now in 2025, I got Johnny Big on bass and vocals and Jason Heartless on drums. And here in Texas, we're doing a bunch of Uncle Ted kicker speakeasy rock outs with John Kutz on drums. We get together, and it's out of body, playing my old songs and some new songs and playing some Chuck Berry and James Brown stuff. It's literally the greatest time in my musical life, the way these guys put their heart and soul into every jam, every night, every lick, every concert. I just get on bended knee, broken knee, by the way, they're titanium, and I thank God every day because of the soulfulness of my music. So if the Kennedy Center really wanted to celebrate soulfulness, they would have to call my number.
Absolutely. All right, so let's talk about the shows. Look, this is 50 years old, Stranglehold, unbelievable. And tell me about the Nuge Vault, because this seems really, really cool, and it opens up this week.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Yeah, there's my drummer, Jason Heartless. We were rehearsing in the Michigan barn. In between Guns and Ammo and Bows and Arrows and Beautiful Dead Animals on the wall, he found all these caverns, these giant supplies of tapes and recordings and videos and cassettes and reel-to-reel going all the way back to before the Amboy Dukes. And he started digging and bringing them and showing them to me and asking me, what the hell is this? And I went, oh, my God. That's the Amboy Dukes rehearsing the first record in 1967. Let's play that. So he's discovered outtakes and jam sessions and rehearsals and rough mixes and guide tracks and just a vault. It's called Nuge Vault, NugeVault.com. And it's going to be a subscription. I don't know what you call it. Some kind of chemical, I don't know, Radio Free Europe. I don't know, maybe Tokyo Road. Some kind of technology where you can subscribe and you get all these videos and these early songs. And I do a face-to-face Zoom thing with the members of the Nuge Vault. So, yeah, it's 50 years for Stranglehold, but it's 70 years since I started playing my guitar. And the Nuge Vault is going to go back and discover unbelievable archives of my earliest days. And a lot of the stuff, as Jason brings it to my attention, I go, that's awesome. I kind of remember that. So it's a really exciting time.
Dude, that's amazing. Look, I'm on the website right now. I just signed up for the email. If you just put your email address in, you'll get updates on this. It's NugeVault.com. I would say it's a steal even for the ultimate gonzo experience because it's $299 a year. There's no way I'm not signing up for this. It's pretty cool. I love it.
It is cool. If I wasn't me, I'd sign up for it.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I'm glad that you guided us into this. Now, the only thing that pissed me off is I'm guessing that the shows aren't going to come close to St. Louis. You're not coming here, are you?
Well, remember, I didn't say I was going to retire from music. I said I was going to not tour because right now I'm looking at Sadie, Coco, and Jackson, my three beloved dogs. They're completely worn out, by the way. And whenever I leave the house without them, it is so heartbreaking. They are so sad. So I made the determination after the Adios Mofo tour. In fact, the reason I decided not to tour is because I'm not going to do any gigs where I can't be home. This might sound silly to some people, but not dog lovers. I won't do a gig unless I can come home to my dogs that night. So we're doing a bunch of them here in Texas that I can get to and rock my balls off and then get home to my dogs. And Mrs. Nugent, of course, is even more important than the dogs. But in Michigan,
save.
We're going to do a bunch in August, and it's about me getting home to my dream life every night and still rocking out like a crazy man.
Good save on Shemaine there, Ted. That was close, really, really close.
Yes, that was a close one.
Yeah, but you didn't do it, did you? Well, look, we're going to miss you here. I wish you would come back here. I understand completely, but go to the website. Go to NugeVault, NugeVault.com, and that's going to kick off this week. Look, it's great to catch up with you. I've been thinking about you a little bit here because of everything that's happened in the administration. I miss you dearly. You know that, so I appreciate you coming on here this afternoon.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for letting me unleash my First Amendment rights from God on your show every time, because I really appreciate it. Thank you to you and your team and everybody out there that has just kept the flames flying on my unbelievable musical career and Spirit of the Wild TV on the Pursuit Channel 8 times a week, the number one hunting show in the history of the world, and all the stuff that I'm doing. Thank you, everybody. You can go to TedNugent.com and get a 50th anniversary Stranglehold t-shirt. There's so much going on. But thank you, Mark. I appreciate it, man.
All right, Ted. Hey, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.